Mark in the Morning comes to you from the studios of 100.3 The Sound in Los Angeles. In Southern California, hear it happen live without a net from 6 to 10 a.m. weekdays on 100.3 FM.
Well, we're going to be talking to Weird Al momentarily right here at 6. And there's already been dissension in the ranks. We're connected. We're not connected. We're connected.
We're connected.
This stuff is built for 8 o'clock in the morning. Doesn't matter. Gina, throw us a quick legal ID.
You got it. 100.3 The Sound is KSWD-FM and HD1 Los Angeles and Orange County, Southern California's classic rock.
Well, before we speak with one of the greatest comedic recording artists in the world in history. Today on the program, Chick on the Street, Katie's coming by. We're busting brothers. One brother busting another brother. I can't wait to hear this. We're going to giggle Joe Coy.
Yep.
Sports with Todd. And then, of course, Dancing with the Stars update with Linda and Todd. That is today. But now, we are welcomed by a gentleman who I have spoken with on many occasions, and he doesn't remember any of it. We welcome not only Weird Al, but Mad Magazine Editor-in-Chief John Fakera. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, Weird?
Are we on a first adjective basis already? I'm doing great. Bye.
I'll quickly say this and then let you guys promote what you call to promote. I was at the Orange County Fair, not realizing you were performing that night, and my family and I stumbled across the Weird Al Museum, and we went in, and I had the best time. The Eat It suit was there on display for all to see.
Oh, yeah, the Weird Al experience. That was a while ago, but yeah, that was pretty amazing, yeah.
So I'm imagining then, based on what it is that you're doing today, you've been a fan of Mad Magazine since you were a kid.
That's very true, yeah. I mean, a fan is really understating it. I was obsessed with Mad Magazine. My whole world revolved around Mad. So the fact that at this point in my life I can actually be this involved, you know, to guest edit the magazine and bring up my friends on to contribute articles, I mean, it's all very mind-blowing to me.
Now, the editor of Mad Magazine, John Fakera, is also with us. John, tell us what Mad Magazine began, what the focus of it was, and has it transitioned over years?
Well, Mad started out as a comic book that spoofed other comic books, and that was for the first 23 issues. And then the Comic Code came along, and Mad became a little bit more chancy, so they decided to expand it to a full-size magazine. And that was in 1955, and we've been going strong ever since, despite critics who didn't think we would.
So, John, share with us exactly what it is that you've allowed Weird Al to do to your magazine today.
He basically took it over from beginning to end. There's Weird Al throughout. In fact, 11 different Mad artists drew caricatures of Al throughout the issue. And it began with the cover, and then Al answered all the letters to the editor, which we solicited specific letters for Al. And then he wrote an introduction as to why he was doing this, or how he got suckered into doing this, I should say. And then he wrote a terrific 6-page article called Selections from Weird Al's Notebook.
Yeah, Pages from Weird Al's Notebook.
Pages from Weird Al's Notebook, which I'll let him tell you about.
Well, it's just all the ideas that I had come up with over the years, which were too horrible to actually record, but apparently not too horrible to include in Mad Magazine. So
it's very easy to put out magazines when you have no standards.
It's a very low bar.
Yeah.
Now, Al, knowing that you were a fan as a kid, what has this experience meant to you?
It's one of those kind of like bucket list things. I've been feeling like a make-a-wish kid. Like, what can we do to make Al happy? Oh, let's put him on the cover of Mad Magazine.
Let's just hope our sales don't die. Right.
So it's out today. Give us one or two things, Al, that we can look forward to seeing in this.
Well, Al Jaffe did a couple of really great pieces. He did a Weird Al-themed version of Snappy Answers to Stupid Questions. There's a Weird Al-themed fold-in, which is amazing.
Yes, the best part.
Yeah. Tom Bunk did a 2-page pictorial about scenes from a Weird Al concert. Oh, I got a lot of my friends involved in this issue as well. I got there are little articles from Patton Oswalt, Tom Lennon, Chris Hardwick, Seth Green, Kristen Schaal, Emo Phillips, John Hodgman. Some really great people and really very funny people. And they all, you know, a lot of these people, like me, were such fans of Mad as kids that this, you know, this is sort of like a, you know, a wish fulfillment party. Everybody had a great time contributing.
Well, the magazine, as I get it, is on stands today. Is that correct, John?
That is correct. Or you can subscribe at madmagazine.com.
Excellent. Weird Al, always a pleasure. This man has been nominated 15 times for a Grammy and won three of them. And he is on tour. He is going to be at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas Wednesday, May 13th, and at the gorgeous Greek Theater Saturday, September 19th. Get your tickets today. Mad Magazine number 533 is on stands today, and it features Weird Al. Weird, John, great to talk to you guys.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
See you soon. All right, we will conduct business. Get back to Kick It Up. Gina's going to trend. Andy's got a capsule, which is so strange because he's not here.
It's very, very unsettling.
I really actually loved it yesterday when he asked me a question about Donny Osmond. I answered Donny Osmond. He knew that was what I was going to say, and then he busted me on it. All right, business and back. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. So, executives, maybe you've heard about this, executives at the Duluth Trading Company have apologized to Don Henley for using his name as well as the title of one of the Eagles' biggest hits in a tongue-in-cheek ad that was distributed via email last year. Henley, who has been known to keep his attorneys on speed dial, filed a lawsuit after getting wind of the ad's hook, which read, and I quote, "Don a Henley and take it easy."
Oh, I get it.
Referring to a casual shirt known for decades as the Henley. The singer said that the use of his first and last name, which has been trademarked, violated intellectual property laws. Calm down.
Exactly.
Duluth issued a statement saying, quote, "As many of you know, Duluth prides itself on not taking itself too seriously, and this culture is often seen in our advertising, which we try and keep fresh, interesting, and funny. Unfortunately, we pushed this advertising envelope too far and distributed an advertisement promoting our line of Henley shirts that invoked American recording artist Don Henley's name without his permission. The company also made a donation to Henley's pet charity, the Walden Woods Foundation, as part of the settlement."
Mm. Wow.
Look, they did it knowing exactly it was going to get a callback and they were going to get press for it. It worked.
Yeah, it's a great idea because otherwise I've never heard of the Duluth Trading Company.
Oh, it's big.
Nor have I.
Yeah. It's big.
Really?
Yeah, clothing company.
Well,
yeah,
you can't tell me, okay, if they're that big, you can't tell me they're so stupid they didn't know that was not going to work. And they got press for it. I believe that's what they were doing.
And it's a great tagline. Don a Henley. That's fantastic.
And take it easy.
Yeah, it's great. Yep.
Well, Wes has called with a joke, and we're going to find out just how badly it sucks after Peter Frampton. This is, oh, by the way, Gina, we get a chance to use our fake laughs today.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Stand by. This is Peter Frampton on Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Peter Frampton, who is a friend, and at some point we're going to have that boy on this program.
Now, don't make promises like that if you're not going to deliver, because that's huge.
You know I can deliver that.
You really
Peter
can.
Frampton has been a dear friend for many, many years.
He is the Billy Bob Thornton of the music business.
and the nicest guy you'll ever meet. We do have a couple of things, actually more than a couple. The people here on Mark in the Morning are making appearances. Mm. Tonight, my daughter, Katie, Chick on the Street, is hosting, of all things, a movie screening. Hmm. It's at 7 o'clock at the AMC Theaters in Century City on Santa Monica Boulevard. She is hosting The Water Diviner, starring Russell Crowe. She's coming in. We'll talk more about it. She's terrified because she's never done it. So I talked her down on the phone yesterday, and then I wrote up kind of what she's expected to do. So we'll go through that today. Tomorrow, I want you to all know that Christian Hand is back on the show.
Woo-hoo!
Danny, what time is that?
7:50. He should
Perfect.
Be here. Cool.
And do we know what he's dissecting?
I think it was, what was it? What's his name? Blind guy, Stevie Wonder.
Wow, Danny.
Ooh,
wow.
Sorry. Love it to blind guy.
Sorry.
There's actually a lot of blind guys in music, Danny. So
be more specific.
Alive blind guy.
And then Saturday, we have two members that are out and about. First, three. Three members of Mark in the Morning are out making appearances. Katie and Andy knocked it out of the park at Osh a couple of months ago. So Osh is having them back. It is this Saturday, 11 till 1, at the grand opening of Osh in South Pasadena. Mm. That is at 452 Fair Oaks Avenue in South Pasadena. And Jeaner Yeah. Gener Grad is out and about. Where are you going?
I'm going to MC a benefit for Breathe LA, which was formerly the American Lung Association. And they're doing this big, awesome event for young girls to get them to not smoke and to stop if they've started, and all the wonderful things they can do when they are healthy and smoke-free. There's going to be a band from the School of Rock. There's going to be all Richie Sambora is going to be there. It's going to be awesome. That's at the Sofitel. And you can go to breathela.org. Go to the website for tickets.
Cool. Is Richie performing?
I don't know, but I just heard he signed on to be there. He's a big fan of the charities, and I can't wait to meet him.
All right, check his demeanor.
All right.
Because this whole thing with Bon Jovi has been bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me.
We don't know why he left.
Yeah.
At some point, it seems like Richie might have said, I wouldn't mind going back, and John said, no thanks. So just check his demeanor and then let us know.
Yeah. Why don't I just tell him to meet us at the station at 7:30 on Monday, and then you can ask him.
Perfect.
All right.
I'll book you that.
Great.
Let's go to Wes. He's calling from Lake Elsinore. Good morning, Wes.
Morning.
How are you doing? Wes. Well, good. Wes has a joke, and Wes, you know that I'm fairly judgmental when it comes to the jokes. I'm going to give you a little hint before you share your joke, okay? Tell it quickly.
In and out.
And don't suck.
You want me to go ahead?
Louder, faster, funnier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, a guy comes home from work, finds his daughter in bed with the Mexican kid down the street. Oh, yeah. Says, what the hell is this? She says, the teacher told us to go home and do an essay.
That's Jackie.
I thought it was funny. Come on, guys. You've heard worse.
No, listen. I actually liked it, Wes. Where did you hear that?
Oh, God, I don't know. Since I was a kid, I could remember jokes that whenever I hear them, if they're any good, I remember them.
All right. Well, listen, well done. What do you do for a living?
I'm a concrete contractor.
Nice. Married with kids?
Well, I've got 6 grandkids.
Wow.
Jesus.
That didn't answer the question and yet totally answered the question.
Yeah. So I'm assuming by your answer that you used to be married with kids?
Well, I'm still married. Still got kids. They just got kids of their own.
Okay. And how many grandkids do you have?
6.
Wow.
Jesus. Which one's your favorite?
Oh, all 6 of them.
Oh, good answer. How old are they? What's the age range?
I range from 21 to 7.
Wow.
How old are you?
I'm 61.
Jesus, I don't have... Good Whoa. God. When did you start? At 10?
You became a grandfather at 40.
Well, when I met my wife, she had 2 daughters, and they're my daughters because I raised them.
Ah. All right, you're a good man. We're going to send you and the wife somewhere. Gina, what do you got inside that box?
Well, let's see what this gentleman would like for such a great joke. Yes and Toto at the Greek, Brian Wilson at the Greek, Jackson Brown at the Greek, or Counting Crows at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater.
So, Wes, you and the wife been married how long?
Going on 40 years.
Wow.
All right, tell us all the key to a happy marriage.
Oh, just letting each other be who you are, and never make any judgments against each other. Mm. I mean, I am who I am. She is who she is, and we kind of meet in the middle.
Do you still have sex face to face?
Oh my God!
Hey, whenever possible.
And Wes, before I let you go, give me the one most important ingredient into making good concrete.
A good mix.
Now, you got concrete in there, and then you put sand in it, and then, of course, water, right?
Well, no, you have cement, sand, gravel, and water. That makes concrete.
And you've got to have a good mixture of all those pieces.
Yeah. You have to. Just got going through a crap streak here on a job because the concrete company sent it too wet. There's different things you can do with it. Like I was building a wall, and they send it out wet, and it just runs like mud instead of stacking like dirt.
You're speaking German. I don't understand any of this, but that's okay. Whenever I need concrete, I call you.
Well, I appreciate it.
Wes, you're a good man. I appreciate you listening, and we thank you for calling.
Hold on. Talk to Jackie for your tickets.
Wait, sure. we're not done with concrete talk, are we? It's too early.
More concrete talk coming at 7.
Kiss.
So, yeah, Kiss is going to be featured in another Scooby-Doo cartoon. The animated feature contains 6 classic Kiss songs, plus a new one with the voices featured Kevin Smith, Darius Rucker, wow, Gary Marshall, and Penny Marshall.
You wanted the best! You got the best!
An all-new Scooby-Doo original movie. The legendary rock and roll band Kiss. The Star Child.
Gary Marshall's voice is in this.
The Catman. The Spaceman. Meets the legendary dog.
I'm here for the funnel cake.
Witch!
Get me the hottest mystery solvers in the world.
Why, that was well done.
I do love a Scooby-Doo.
This is going to be fantastic. Wait, who's playing Shaggy?
I don't know, but I was watching the trailer, and it's odd because, of course, Casey is no longer with us. And it's kind of like when Mel Blanc passed away and they started bringing. It's just not the voice.
Same, yeah.
They do a good job, but it's just not the voice. But, and it was kind of hard.
But for sheer nostalgia's sake, will you check this out?
Mm. Of course. No, of course.
Yeah.
Yes. Like I said, I will sit down and enjoy a Scooby-Doo at any time, anywhere. And look, when Kiss joins Scooby-Doo in hijinks and shenanigans, it's got to be good.
Yeah. Really?
Mikey.
Kiss ruins everything.
Wait, why is Danny laughing at Mikey?
Because he's like, Kiss.
Kiss sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, no disrespect. They have some good songs.
No, but, none taken.
But they haven't done anything good in like 30 years.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. They brought football back to L.A.
Oh, that's true. All right, I'm
they
back.
They sell caskets with their name on it. I've been to many, many Kiss concerts, and all I can say is Mikey might be right.
I've been to way too many, too, and yes, I think I am.
Gene Simmons, what do you have to say about this?
Every band that says that they hate fame is lying, okay? They're doing it because they want to get laid and they want to get rich, just like me. It's the best job in the world, and anybody that says that fame is, it's lonely at the top, they're lying, okay? Go dig a ditch and tell me how good you like that job, okay? Learn to say it. You want fries with that? See how you like that for a while.
Good for him. Keep it real.
We're going to take a break, Kay.
Okay.
Be back right after this, Kay, with Trending, Kay.
Okay.
This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. All right, so here's weird. A 12-acre lake in Colorado, which had no goldfish, because goldfish are not indigenous to this lake.
To lakes.
People would buy goldfish at the mall, got tired of them, dumped them in the lake. Now, there are hundreds of thousands of goldfish in this lake. So, they are harmful to the aquatic ecosystem, these goldfish.
Yeah.
Why?
So they've got two choices. They can either drain the lake or electronically paralyze the fish.
Oh, that's terrible. No.
Come on.
Well, look, they can't stay there. They are bad for the ecosystem. They have to go away. However, they are going to use the dead rotting fish for bird food.
Oh, was that supposed to be the upside to this story? And aren't they only indigenous to, like, baggies at a circus?
Yes. That's where they're born. That's where they live. I'd love to find out what's trending. Luckily for me, Gina is here.
Well, you're going to love this. Warner Brothers has set a new release date for an upcoming Lego movie sequel. It's set for May 18th, 2018. Mm. Neil Young and a band featuring Willie Nelson's sons, Lucas and Micah, will hit the road this summer in support of their upcoming album, The Monsanto Years. And here's what's trending in sports. LA Kings Jared Stoll has been arrested on drug charges after being caught with coke and ecstasy at a Vegas pool party. Who isn't caught at a Vegas pool party with something in their pocket? I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online on Mark in the Morning. And now, The Who. This is 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock.
It is The Who, My Generation, Mark in the Morning. If you want to call or make a comment, our phone number is 888-696-1003. Now, today at 7:50, we're going to get a guy, he's a listener, going to get a guy on the phone. He had reached out to Gina and he said, do you guys want to call my douchebag brother? He wronged me years ago and I want to clean this out. Now, apparently, Danny was on the phone with these two guys yesterday for an hour trying to work it out. I don't know exactly what we're going to get today, but I believe this is a radio version of Family Feud.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just from what I'm hearing.
With a twist of Jerry Springer, possibly.
Yeah.
So were they going at it yesterday on the phone, Danny?
Well, I didn't have them together on the phone at the same time because they haven't spoken to each other in about 7 or 8 years. But I will say this is the greatest deal I've ever brokered in my life. But their mother got involved. A fiancé got involved.
Oh, my God!
You know, one brother said he needs to say sorry first. The other one says he needs to own up, you know, to what he did, blah, blah, blah. I said, guys, I don't care. I want this tomorrow on air. We want to exploit you.
I'm going to break out my Perry Mason music, and I'm going to get my gavel, and I will decide what's right and what's wrong in this. I can't wait. Stand by. We may have to break music.
Yeah.
To get, because I've got a feeling we're going to wind up calling the mother and the fiance. Yeah, this is going to be great.
You know, and Danny and I both came in this morning wondering, we wonder if Mark knows that this is legitimately going to be insane. This is not a joke.
I knew that it was legitimate. I just didn't know until I heard Danny talking how crazy this might get.
Yeah.
And I can't wait.
And this is real. I thought, you know, maybe they're like pulling a joke, trying to win tickets or something. No, this is the real deal.
I knew from his first email this was real because he was pissed.
Yeah. And I don't know exactly what one brother did to the other, but we'll find out. Yeah.
7:50, 10 minutes till 8. As Matthew McConaughey said yesterday, this is a not miss. I love this too much, and there's all kinds of crap information in here, but I'm going to read the first sentence, which is all you need to hear. Research was done. They found out that men gamble much bigger when there is a much more attractive guy sitting at the table near them.
I see that.
I think that makes sense.
To me, this is kind of like the gorilla banging his chest in the jungle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look at me. I'm powerful, too. So he bets bigger to make himself feel bigger.
Everything's a pissing contest to you guys. Mm-hmm. Everything's I'm bigger, I'm richer, I take more risks. So this doesn't surprise me at all. If you have, you know, Daniel Craig sitting next to you, you're gonna go all in.
Kurt Russell said, and he said, women have never understood this and never will. But when men meet other men, they are constantly and instantly competing with each other.
Hmm. You know, that makes sense, though, because like women always, or a lot of people say, women don't dress for men. They dress for other women to say, oh, I like those shoes. Ooh, where did she get that? Oh, she's prettier. She's this, she's that. So I guess this is the equivalent for men.
Let's go to Dave. First of all, Jackie, it says dirty joke. For Mikey's sake, how dirty is it?
No cuss words. You don't need to use the dump button. It's just kind of like,
famous last words there, Jackie.
Yeah. Mikey, stand by.
Okay.
We're going to go to Dave. He's calling from right here in L.A. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. How you doing?
Now, a second ago, stand by, Dave. A second ago, we talked to Wes. Wes, it's crazy. Wes is 61. He has 6 grandkids. One of them is 21. But for a living, Wes works with concrete, and Danny is currently getting together some concrete fun facts. So if you didn't think we had a good show before, you wait until this comes up.
I don't think those words have ever been put together before.
Concrete fun fact.
Yeah.
Oh, plus Gina and I get to use our fake laughs today. I got a story that's got 2 bad puns in it.
Perfect.
And so we're going to really enjoy. I can't wait. It's the highlight for me so far. All right, Dave. So dirty joke. Again, the key is tell it quickly.
Okay, what's the last sound of pubic hair makes you 4 hits the ground?
Don't know.
God.
He's been trying to tell this joke for like 3 weeks already.
Wait, what? Well, let me tell the other one.
No.
No.
That's the one they heard on the radio, just so you know.
Bye, Dave.
So, Dave, what do you do for a living? Concrete?
Actually, no, but I have done concrete. I've done brick before. I've laid brick before.
Oh. Well, what do you currently do?
Actually, right now, I'm actually out of a job.
So are you a general contractor, like, you know, gun for hire?
I am a gun for hire for everything right now, but I've done general labor, maintenance, construction. I've done quite a bit of things.
Where do you live?
Right now, I'm actually in a very, very hard time. Right now, I'm actually homeless right now.
Oy.
My brother, we're going to do our best. We're going to take your phone number. Now, are you talented at the construction stuff that you – basically, you said you'll do anything, but are you pretty good at laying brick and that kind of thing?
I used to be, not anymore. It hurt my knees. I'm kind of old right now, so I'm looking more for office, maybe reception, believe it or not, concierge jobs, Or just go back to stripping. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I used to be a receptionist at a construction site, and I didn't know what anyone was talking about or what they were doing. So that might actually, they would need you at something like that.
That's interesting.
Yep.
Dave, would you like to go to a concert?
I would love to, but I don't have the means right now. So I'd like, if it's possible, to donate that to somebody who could use it.
You got it.
Okay, so Dave, listen, we're going to get, Jackie is going to get your phone number. If anybody out there could use Dave in, as he said, a clerical way, answering phones, kind of doing whatever, he could use a hand up. So, Dave, we're going to put you on hold. We appreciate you listening, and thank you so much for calling, and funny joke.
Love you, Dave.
Thank you very much, and thanks for being there. Really
talk to you soon.
You make my morning livable. Oh.
You're a nice Dave. Thank you for that. Net.
Well, I was serious about that, by the way. When I worked at a construction site and was answering phones, I didn't know the lingo. I didn't know the jargon. Please, when you guys work there, you don't understand how important it is to have somebody running the front that understands what's happening. So please get in touch with us for Dave.
And is it uniquely interesting how we hear something like that? Here's a guy. He calls. He's homeless. He calls up. He's got a good spirit. He told a funny joke. And then, you know, I may have to go back to stripping. Good sense of humor. And it's just life-affirming in that you look at his situation and you immediately want to help him. Yeah. And you realize all the grumbling and complaining and idiotic negative crap that's been in your head makes no sense at all when you hear his reality.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's actually a little shameful. Because I was grumbling this morning because I had a hard time waking up, I feel a little bit ashamed about that right now and so appreciative for what I have.
We will conduct business. You may wonder. I know I did. I woke up this morning and I thought, what is Farrah Abraham up to?
No.
You mean you didn't wake up wondering that?
No.
No.
You're going to enjoy this.
I did.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy this. We're going to find out the latest in Farrah Abraham news. Boy, is this a hook. That's next on Mark in the Morning 100.3 The Sound.
Don't know much about history.
Now, as you know, we spoke with Wes, and he works with concrete, and I told Danny to get some concrete fun facts. Now, Gina took the real producer role. She sent Danny a whole list, a whole page of concrete and asphalt fun facts, and he shunned them.
Well, now, yeah, I sent him, literally, it is fun facts about asphalt and concrete. I said, here you go. You're welcome, Danny. And because it wasn't bullet pointed for His Royal Highness, he got all upset.
Danny.
10 paragraphs on concrete? Come on, man.
Hey, Danny.
I got one for you.
Danny, listen, here's all I'm going to say, because I'm not ready for concrete fun. We all know it's a rule of thumb in major market radio. Concrete fun facts never hit the air until after 7.
I'm ready to go.
If I come to you for a concrete fun fact and you don't have it, I'm going to make Mikey strip for you.
No.
How is that a win? Wait, that's...
As though it's something Mikey's dying to do.
I lose on that. What's going on here? What's the deal?
We all win. It is just too good. All right. Farrah Abraham. Now, those of you that don't know who she is, Farrah Abraham was a teen mom. She was a teenager, pregnant, and then she goes on this television show where it features teenagers who are pregnant or have babies. So she did that for a while. So then she decides she's going to do porn. And she's, I guess, 18 by that point. I guess you have to be. So, but not only did she do porn, she did something special in the world of porn. I can't really describe to you what she did, but she specialized in porn.
Wait, now I have to know.
Well, guess what? She sucked at all of it.
Wait, Jackie, have you seen it?
I like that show, Teen Mom. I was curious. I know what you're asking. Yes.
Did you see it?
I saw it.
And why did you mean she sucks? She wasn't any good?
Yeah, she sucks at everything she tries. She went to culinary school. Like everything. She sucks.
What did she suck?
I thought that was the joke, Jackie.
Keep moving, Mark.
I'm trying. All right, here's the deal. She has now decided that she wants to become a plastic surgeon.
Oh, gosh. No.
She needs to stop.
And she has a mentor set up. Dr. Sergio Alvarez is going to mentor her this summer.
She doesn't need a mentor. She needs a psychiatrist. I'm serious.
Yeah. No, I mean, she's insane. She's absolutely insane.
Would you like someone who goes, you know, I just don't know what I want to do for a living. Do I want to have a baby? Do I want to do porn? Do I want to write romance novels? Do I? Ooh, I'll carve up people's faces. Is that who you want to get your nose job from? Because I don't.
It's a good plan. I'm liking everything. I'm liking everything I'm hearing from everybody who's saying it. All right. We got to get this done, and then we're jumping to Andy's capsule. This is my friend, my buddy. I mentioned to Linda last night, I've got a text, John, because every now and then I'll get a text from John, and this is all it says. What? That's it.
John who?
Wait.
Okay.
Johnny, well, I'm sorry, I should have said that. Because the reason I bring it up, here's The Babies featuring John Wade, and I'm back on my feet again. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Johnny Wade. The Babies, back on my feet again. John, if you're listening, call me. I'm at 888-696-1003. He'll never remember the phone number. John Stewart has finally announced his last day on The Daily Show. Mark it down, Thursday, August 6th. And lastly, 81-year-old Larry Upright, North Carolina guy who was passionate about politics and loved by his family, passed away. His family released the obituary. And it said, quote, the family respectfully asks that you do not vote for Hillary Clinton in 2016. Wow. Rest in peace, granddaddy.
Wow. In lieu of flowers, vote Republican. Would have saved him a lot of time.
All right. What do you say we jump into Andy's capsule? This is Andy Chanley's classic rock time capsule.
Andy Chanley.
It's time to open Andy's classic rock time capsule.
We are popping the hatch on the classic rock time capsule for Tuesday, April 21st, 2015. I'm Andy Chanley. One more day of vacation for me, but I've left behind a treasure trove, nay, a smorgasbord, nay, a cornucopia of rock history fun. Like this here quiz for you, Gene and Mark. Today, in 1990, Kiss have a top 10 hit with
Forever.
A song co-written by Paul Stanley with a Michael. Which Michael is it? Is it Michael Jackson? Michael Bolton, George Michael, Brett Michaels, or Michael McDonald? Think hard and choose your Michael wisely while I talk about this and some other Michaels. Today in 1990, Van Halen, which featured Michael Anthony, opened Cabo Wabo Cantina in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Hagar has spearheaded this venture, and the rollout is, well, it's a bust. Really, really not good at all. To the point where Sammy says, hey, guys, really sorry about this. You know what? I'll buy you out. I'll buy out your shares of this mess. So he buys them out. Soon after, Cabo Wabo explodes. Now there are three locations, a brand of tequila on the market. This is the day in 1993 that bass player for the Rolling Stones, which features Michael Jagger, Bill Wyman marries for a third time, this time to girlfriend Suzanne Acosta. Yeah, good luck with that. This is the guy who once married an 18-year-old girl he'd been dating since she was 13. I bet this... What's that? I'm being told they've been blissfully wed now for 22 years and have two lovely children together. All right. Today is the day that alleged troubled guitarist for R.E.M., a band that features Michael Mills on bass. Peter Buck, he's pinched in 2001 on this date for allegedly assaulting British Airways crew members while drunk on a flight from Seattle to London. He allegedly tells them,
I am Superman, and I know what's happening.
Well, it's close. He allegedly screams, I am R.E.M., and I can make up a story that I was assaulted. But he's cleared of all wrongdoing nearly a year later, thanks in no small part to his character witness at his hearing, Bono. Paul Hewson, Bono, you too, goes and speaks out in his favor. All right, Gina and Mark, which Michael co-writes Kiss's top 10 hit?
Forever.
Is it Michael Jackson, Michael Bolton, George Michael, Brett Michaels, or Michael McDonald?
Michael Bolton.
Brett Michael.
Answer is Michael Bolton.
Woo-hoo!
Are you surprised? Actually, you shouldn't be, because before he was making pop ballad crap, he was actually making metal music in his band Blackjack, featuring artist Bruce Kulick. Not too bad. That's Michael Bolitan. He said an extra O in his name. What happened to the O? Oh, I don't know. But Bruce Kulick was the guitarist, and he played in Kiss in the late 80s and early 90s, so it makes sense that those guys would get together and write. And you know what? I'm going to have Kiss play us out on the Classic Rock Time Capsule. Why? Because I'm not here to hear it. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's Classic Rock.
Yeah! Come on, Johnny! Get you some, bitch!
Love is a burning thing.
All right, so I'm not. Every day, this right here is this moment. This is where I get behind. And I'm not going to do that today. So when we come back, Dano has called. He is a concrete truck driver. And then we're going to get a concrete fun fact from Danny. Nice. But before I do that, I wanted to, you know, Andy brought up Paul Stanley in the capsule. Gina, did you know that Paul Stanley played the role of the Phantom of the Opera in Canada?
What?
Yeah.
That's oddly perfect.
It was the footage that I saw on YouTube was someone's cell phone, so it wasn't great, but it sounded like he did okay.
Well, yeah, that's not the hardest musical by any means, so God bless him.
Well, I don't know. Michael Crawford, that his Music of the Night, that version, which is like ear-piercing, about ear-piercing good. Yeah, I mean, he can't compete with that.
Yeah. But did he break in at any point and take his mask off and go, "Hello, people"?
How great would that be?
So good.
Here is Led Zeppelin. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Led Zeppelin. Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Chick on the Street, my daughter Katie is in the hizzle. What's up, Katie?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Katie's going to make an appearance tonight. We will talk about that. But right now, let's go to the phones. We're going to talk to Dano. He drives a concrete truck, and then Danny is going to share with us some concrete fun facts. Are you ready for this, Danny?
Yeah, I even got a sound effect.
Wow.
Okay, perfect. And are you going to do it in the Rocky J. Squirrel voice?
No.
All right. Let's go to Dano. He's calling from Pomona. Good morning, Dano.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
Really good. And so you've driven a concrete truck for how long?
22 years now.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
And are you the one that mixes? You're driving the truck where that whole thing, the back turns constantly?
Yes.
And are you the one that mixes the concrete, or you just drive it?
I drive it. What we do is we get loaded at a batch plant. A batch man pushes some buttons on a computer. The computer tells the scales how much of each material to put in, and it flows into the truck either individually, which is called a dry batch, or it mixes it all up in another drum above the truck, and it's called a wet batch.
Ooh.
So that way your concrete's already mixed up, ready to go, or you can load it individually with sand, rock, cement powder, water, and it all mixes up.
And how many deliveries a day on average do you make?
It depends. Sometimes as little as 2 or 3, other times 12 or 13.
Wow,
oh
Jesus. All right, Dano,
yeah,
before we get into concrete fun facts, let's hear your Raiders joke.
Oh, okay. First day of school, the teacher wants to learn about, wants to know his students. So the teacher asked little Amy, you know, where do you live? Oh, I live in Ontario. Okay. And what religion are you? I'm a Catholic. And she says, or the teacher says, why are you a Catholic? Well, because my mom and dad are. Oh, okay. So tell me this. If your mom was a whore and your daddy was a drug dealer, then what would you be? She says, oh, a Raider fan.
That's not funny.
Oh, God. It's so good because it makes no sense, but it's so funny.
See,
like,
this
the
is
setup
what,
is so random.
This is what gives Raider fans bad names, is jokes like these. This is ridiculous.
Mikey's so pissed.
Hey, Mikey.
Yeah.
Do you know how you keep a Raider out of your front yard?
Put an end zone in there.
Put up a goalpost.
Yeah.
All right, Dano, stand by because you're going to go to a concert. But right now...
Oh, thank you.
Here is Danny with our concrete fun fact number one.
All right. The ancient Romans were the first to develop concrete as a building material. Roman builders mixed lime, water, and volcanic ash from Mount Vesuvius and called the concrete pozzolana. Huh.
Where's your sound effect?
It's hard to do it. There you go.
All right. Give us one more concrete. Here is fun fact. Concrete fun fact number two.
All right. Concrete has a high compressive strength. Strengths up to 20,000 PSI is possible, but strengths from 3,000 to 7,000 PSI are more economical and more commonly used.
We got train wreck facts instead.
I could do that one more time.
No, we don't want to hear you talk.
I don't know what I'm reading here.
Danny, did you read through those before you actually came on the air?
I did. I wasn't expecting two right now. I thought we were going to spread it out, so I was kind of like fumbling. But I can clean that up.
I didn't mean to throw you for a loop, Danny.
Concrete has a high compressive. Never mind. I can't do this. compressive strength.
Stop talking. All right, Jackie, put Dano back on. We're going to find out what concert he wants to go see. Dano, again, is a driver of concrete truck.
Oh, sorry, Jackie, say
that
again?
Dano, no, we're back. This is Mark again. So, Gina, what choices does Dano have?
All right, Dano, Yes and Toto at the Greek, Brian Wilson at the Greek, Jackson Brown at the Greek, or Counting Crows at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater?
Oh, Counting Crows would be so awesome. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. That show is October 2nd. Tickets are on sale now, and Dano's going for free.
Dano, real quickly, because I'm behind already. Married with kids? Dano? Boop, boop.
Yes.
Are you married with kids?
Yes, I am.
How long have you been married?
18 years in June.
Wow. How many kids?
Four.
Ooh. Nice. Which one do you like best?
Let's see, the boys and the girls.
Nice.
Politically correct. My brother, you are the salt of the earth. We thank you for listening and appreciate you calling.
Hey, thank you, Mark, and I love all you guys. You guys make my day in the morning rock, and it helps me get through the day. Thank you.
And Dano, I go ahead and confirm what Gina and I believe to be a fact, but have you even noticed that Andy's not here?
Oh, yeah.
Well played, sir. Oh, yeah.
Dano, thanks for the call, and we again thank you for listening. We'll conduct some business now. Do not miss this. At 10 minutes until 8 today, there is going to be a family feud. Danny was in the middle of it yesterday. Basically, one brother wants to call the other brother and out him. They have not spoken in 7 years. That is happening at 7:50 today on this program. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Yes. All right, this is hot. We have jumped right in the middle of concrete world. Sitting on the phone, I've got Jim. He is a material driver for a concrete company, sand and gravel. Plus, I have Don from Ontario. He has a concrete fun fact. That's all coming. That's crazy good. But it hit me during the break. I'm listening to Mikey over here talk about how he is a fan of wrestling. And he's also a Raiders fan. And it hit me. The Raiders are basically a wrestling team in the NFL. That's really what they are.
Well, they used to be. I mean, they're...
Mikey agrees and takes it as a compliment.
All right, let's not waste any more time. We got to get some trending, and here's Gina for it.
Well, Bluebell Ice Cream issued a voluntary recall of all of its products after finding a possible listeria outbreak in some of its chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. AC/DC drummer Phil Rudd has changed his plea to guilty on a charge of a threat to kill in New Zealand. And here's what's trending in sports. The Ducks beat the Jets last night in Winnipeg 5-4. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online on Mark in the Morning. And now, how about some Beatles? This is 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock.
Beatles, Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. If you just joined us, we're in the middle of concrete fun facts and concrete world. Let's go to Jim. He's calling from Lake Elsinore. Jim drives materials for concrete. Exactly what materials are we talking about, Jim?
Sand and rock.
That's hot. How long you been doing that?
About 5 years.
Wow. Do you like your job?
It's a job. It's not bad. I'm my own, out here in my own little world.
And out of interest, are you sitting in the back of the truck and the phone is in the front?
One second.
I think he's in the mixer.
Wait. Here we go.
Good job, Jackie.
I think he's delivering.
Are you there?
Oh, yeah, well, there he is.
There we go. Is that better?
That is much, much better. So,
okay.
Do you deliver to sites this stuff?
I deliver. I draw from quarries and take to the plant.
Okay. Now, while we're sitting here, let's go to Jackie. I can't engage two lines. Put Mary on line one up on with Jim, because Mary, this is hot. Mary inspects concrete.
Ooh.
Mary, just exactly what does that mean?
Well, basically, when the concrete is delivered to the site, I make sure it's the right mix design that the contractor has ordered. And then when they're placing the concrete, I watch that whole process and make sure that they're consolidating it and making sure that it's going in the right places. And then I also have to take a sample of the concrete and cast cylinders, and then they're sent off to a laboratory to be tested.
I never realized that crap existed. That's nuts. Mary and Jim, stay right there, because now Danny is going to give us a concrete fun fact. Hit it.
All right. The United States has 2.2 million miles of paved roads, and about 93% of them are surfaced with asphalt. Take that.
So, now, Mary, how old are you?
I am 34.
Okay, in the world of concrete, are you hot?
What does that even mean?
Right.
Well, I have been told that most contractors who see me, they say they prefer to look at me than other inspectors. So, that for what it is.
Now, are you married?
I am.
Kids?
Yeah, I have 7-year-old twins.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, wow. And how long have you been doing? Where do you get training for this job, or will you just learn it while you're doing it?
Them out at the airport?
No. Basically, there's classes that you can take. I've been doing this for almost 10 years. And then you go through licensing and that whole thing. And then you have to renew your license every 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, just through classes and being, that I've been doing it for 10 years, you kind of learn things along the way as well.
All right. Well, I realize that you're... Jim, are you backing up?
No, I got a distance meter on my truck here.
All right, so, Jim, get back on the good phone. Because now, Mary, I know that you're married, and Jim, I know that you're married, but in the event that your stupid spouses screw it up, I'd like you two to meet each other. Mary, Jim, Jim, Mary.
Hi, Jim, how are you?
Very matter of fact.
All right, you two, this was a lot of fun. Danny, hit us with one more concrete fun fact, and we'll let Mary and Jim go to a concert.
All right, the Romans built the Pantheon using concrete. That dome is still the world's largest unreinforced concrete dome out there, built in 120 AD.
All right, so Gina, Mary, and Jim are going to go to a show.
Together?
Not together, apparently,
okay.
No. So tell them what they can choose from.
All right, you guys. Yes and Toto at the Greek, Brian Wilson at the Greek, Jackson Brown at the Greek, and Counting Crows at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater.
Mary, which one you want to go see?
Brian Wilson.
You got
and,
it.
And Jim, what do you want?
I'd like to go see Jackson Brown.
You both are going to go. Thank you so much for joining Concrete Fun today here on Mark in the Morning.
Thanks, Mark.
Talk to you
Thank
soon,
you
guys.
So much.
Mark, thank you for listening.
Mark, did you have any idea when you woke up this morning that this was going to be hot concrete talk all day?
I did not, and I am so turned on by every graveled piece in this conversation. It's just hot. Coming up, Chick on the Street is going to eat so that you don't have to, and at 7:50... 10 minutes till 8, it is going to be wild. Two brothers who have not spoken in 7 years. As Matthew McConaughey says, it's a not miss. Stay where you are. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. 38 Special, who I happen to like, Mark in the Morning. Chick on the Street is in here. She's going to do some scratching in a minute. And then Katie eats so you don't have to. But first, and Katie, this is for you.
Oh. Celine.
You just missed your chance to rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic, and I mean that literally.
What?
A very rare deck chair from the Titanic sold at auction this weekend. When the Titanic went down in 1912, the crew of the Mackay Bennett, which is out of Halifax, it's a ship, was able to recover 300 corpses for proper burial. But the ship also gathered several chairs that were floating in the ocean and brought them back with it. The chair, which came from the first class promenade, has been owned by a Titanic collector for 15 years. The new buyer hasn't been named. Go ahead, take a guess. What would one deck chair from the Titanic sell for?
I'm going to say 75 grand.
Katie?
See, I would pay a lot for the chair.
For a chair?
For a chair, yeah.
Okay, how much?
But what do you think it went for?
Like 100,000?
Okay.
$150,000 for a deck chair from the Titanic.
I win.
Yes. Wasn't a competition, Katie.
Well, I won it.
All right, so Danny got you some scratchers. Have you ever done a scratcher before?
No, but I have a penny and I know to scratch.
Now, what has to happen? Mikey, what? I don't know how it works.
Now, Danny,
it's more
does
like
she scratch everything?
Yeah, well, there's the prize box, so you see what your prize is. There's the bonus box, so that's a bonus in addition, in case you're a loser. If you get that 2X, you're an automatic winner.
But wait, is it like tic-tac-toe?
And it's like tic-tac-toe.
Okay, so you can't just scratch everything. You got to play tic-tac-toe. Right?
Well,
with
no,
myself?
Just scratch it all, and if you have three hearts that go in a row, diagonal, horizontal, whatever.
Can I do it?
Go for it.
Get scratching. There it is.
This is funny because I actually taught Katie how to play tic-tac-toe a month ago.
Yeah, she did. It's all coming together. Wait,
how did you miss
it? So I scratched some stuff off, and I don't... I'm just going to scratch it.
Mark, how did your daughter not... know how to play tic-tac-toe?
I don't know. I mean, I used to kick her ass at checkers and still do.
So there's no hearts in a row on that one, so I didn't win that one.
I'm double checking.
If you just joined us, Katie's doing scratcher.
There's no double hearts on that one, or triple.
Sounds to me like you won nothing.
No, I didn't.
Are we sure?
She was very close. Well, this sucks.
When this hustling, bustling, gritty city sometimes gets you down. Hey, what a treat to meet the chick on the street. You never know what she might say.
I ain't gonna cuss, bitch.
It's Katie, and it's gonna be a great day.
Oh. Well, today, Katie eats so that you don't have to. Danny found, for some reason, the people at Oreo are starting to put wax stuff in between the cookies. And they've been experimenting with all different kinds of stuff. Some of them have been very tasty. Some were gross. I can tell you now, Katie loved the fall Oreos.
Yes.
But today, Katie, you have two different kinds. What do you have?
I have red velvet, which I hear is great. And I have cotton candy, which kind of makes me want to throw up.
All right, let's save the cotton candy for last. Let's go with the red. First of all, what color is the cookie?
The cookie's red and the middle is white.
And it's supposed to be some sort of a processed cream cheese frosting, I believe. Which I don't think Oreo's ever attempted before.
Oh, these are pretty.
That's red?
Yeah, it's red.
It's
like,
reddish,
it's like
brown.
It's not black. All right, here we
all
go.
Right.
Blood.
Oh. She eats like a little chipmunk. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Danny has a trash can next to her.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna finish it.
Danny's squeeze her cheeks.
What's the vibe? Does it taste like an Oreo or what?
It tastes like an Oreo with red velvet.
You can actually taste the red velvet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So would you eat it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gina, you want to see my smile?
Nope. Oh, God, you are so disgusting, Katie. All right. Mark, do not let her do that again.
She does it at the dinner table.
All right,
Katie, cleanse your palate. Let's get ready for the cotton candy.
Cleanse my palate. Some water. I'm sorry. Oh. Hold on.
Oh.
It's like stuck to the roof of my mouth.
A hairball.
She's about to eat a cotton candy Oreo cookie. What color is the cotton candy Oreo?
Okay. So the outside is like the white one, and then the inside is blue and pink.
So it looks like cotton candy.
Oh, it looks like...
You should eat right down the middle so you get a little blue and a little pink.
Smells fine. Mm-hmm. All right.
Here we go.
What's going on? Wait, I can't.
Oh. She's taking the cookie out and just licking the.
I licked. Jesus. Ugh, 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 ugh.
Spit.
No, it's fine. I'll finish it. I licked the center out. Ugh. This is like. It tastes awful.
Oh, I can smell that. It smells like
cotton or cotton candy.
It tastes like fake artificial cotton candy. Like, eat one, Gina.
Oh, no, that does smell terrible.
Just eat one.
All right, here, give it to me. All right. Here we go. Ready?
Just lick.
Now Gina eats one.
See, the cookie masks it.
Okay.
What's the worst part is the filling.
Which is blue and pink.
Oh, man. Do you see what I mean?
If cotton candy could taste faker and more artificial, they put it between two cookies.
It's in that cookie. So, red velvet, yes, coming home with me. Cotton candy, no, not for me.
All right, we're going to get into some family feud. I have lost contact with everything. Danny, step up to the mic. And Gina.
Now he's in Jackie's room.
All right, yeah. So first of all, the first listener reached out to Gina.
Yeah.
Do you have his original email?
I do. Let me pull that up for you. Now, because I have to double check I can read it all.
He reached out to us because he wanted us to contact his brother. He and his brother have not spoken for 7 years, and wow. Today they're going to. Danny was on the phone yesterday with everybody involved for an hour.
And people not together. Involved. All right, I have the email if you want to hear it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Gina, tried to call this morning, couldn't get through. Was wondering if you guys would be interested in calling my something bag brother on the air and letting me confront him on why he threw me under the bus years ago with my ex-wife. Short story of this, I moved in with my brother and his wife, separated from my wife. Things that I told him I was doing or going to do, he turned around and called my wife and told her. Mm. Told her that there was more and he would meet her for drinks and tell her. He never apologized, never said why, and I haven't talked to him since. It's been about 7 years. I can't stand him. He's a liar. He betrayed his brother. I'll never trust him.
What's his name?
That's Rick.
The brother, that's
a Danny question.
All right. Danny Daniel. Is in the room.
Daniel. Daniel.
Says. All right. Danny, are we ready with Rick?
Rick's on hold. Jackie will engage.
All right. Rick, good morning. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. How you doing, Mark? Nice to talk to you.
Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, I had you on speakerphone. I just took you off.
Okay, good. So, Rick, first of all, tell us what you told your brother that you did or were doing that he then told your wife.
Well, she is now my ex-wife from years
ago. Okay.
But at the time, my wife and I were separated, and I was living with my brother at his house. So there were things that, you know, I was going out, I was meeting other ladies, and he knew that. He knew places I was going. One of the things at the time was one of my clients, because I'm a personal trainer also. So one of my clients had offered or asked me to do a excuse me, a little nervous. Had asked me to do a bachelor's auction, and I was like, yeah, that's great. I'll go for that. You know, to help raise money and get a free date. Hey, no big deal. Well, again, he told all this information to my ex-wife or my wife at the time behind my back.
Oh. So now I'm going to go back. You and your mind were not cheating because you and your wife were separated. Is that correct?
Exactly. We were separated. I knew she was going out doing her thing. I was doing my thing. And, you know, it was just, and yeah. So in my mind, no, I wasn't cheating. You know, we were both having, our marriage was very up and down.
Okay. And you have not spoken to Daniel in 7 years?
It's been about 5 to 7 years. I mean, wow. If we speak, it's because we've been at a family function and my mom's there. And to make sure my mom's happy, I'll say hello. That's about as much as it goes.
Okay. We've got your brother Daniel on line 5. Let's go to him. Daniel, good morning and welcome to the program. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning, Mark. Been a big fan for years.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you. So now Rick just, Rick, by the way, Rick is here, but you don't have to say hi to him yet. Rick just told us that he had shared some stuff that was happening in his life. He and his wife were separated, and he told you that he had been going out and seeing some ladies because his wife, who he was separated from, was also going out and seeing people. And he told this to you, and according to him, you then met his wife, sat down with her, and told her everything that Rick had told you. Is that correct information, Daniel?
No.
No. Tell us your version of it, please.
My brother came to live with me, for which he never paid rent, and he was supposed to. I had a garage that had been converted into a living area, and he came to live with us, my wife and I.
How long did he live with you?
Maybe a year, maybe a little bit less, a little bit more. I really don't know. I don't remember. It was a pretty frustrating time.
And again, it was agreed that he would pay rent.
Right.
And he never did.
Never did.
Okay. So was it during this time that he shared this information with you?
You know, the information he shared with me and my mother and my ex-wife, because I'm now divorced, the information he shared with us was that him and his previous wife, her name is Sandy, so that nobody gets confused, they were doing a trial separation because they felt like they needed time away from each other because they were having some problems in the marriage.
Right.
It was never discussed about that he was going to be dating other people or she was going to be dating other people. The funny thing is he says how it was agreed upon by her that they were going to date other people. Well, the reason why it got frustrating having him there at the house was because she was always staking out our house, wanting to find out where he was, what he was doing, who he was with. He would always call our house all hours, or she would always call our house all hours of the night, you know, and asking, where's Rick? What's he doing? Who's he with? And for a few times, even though I knew he was out with some other woman or there was another woman there at the house, I would tell her, you know, I don't know where he's at. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know where
Daniel, hang on just a second. I'm going to check with Rick while I'm talking to Rick. Daniel, you get some coffee. So, Rick, you've heard Daniel speaking. So far, has everything he said, does it match up to you?
No.
Okay. All right. So, no, listen.
When I moved in with my brother, his agreement to me was, no, you don't have to pay rent. And then after I was living there, I go, oh, you know what? Sorry about that. Yeah, you do. And I did contribute a couple $100 every now and then.
Okay, so
I moved in, I said, oh yeah, by the way, you got to pay. And then as far as me discussing my arrangements with my wife at the time, I never discussed anything with him.
Okay,
my marriage was none of his business.
Okay, let's stop. Jackie, bring Daniel back into it. So listen, Daniel and Rick, it's ridiculous for me to be in the middle. I want you guys to start talking. I want to go to the rent thing first. Daniel, Rick says he initially moved in and you said you don't need to pay rent. You guys discussed that part of it.
You know what? This has all been discussed and rehashed and rehashed again. And I've apologized, even though I feel strongly,
you never apologize for that, damn thing.
That I don't
sent me a text
need to apologize.
Hey,
I've apologized.
You never apologized for anything. You never admitted to anything. You've been a ballless coward. And you've gone to mom every time there's a problem.
All right.
Rick said about something about this. Rick said something about me. When are you going to man up, come to me and say, hey, you're right. I said this to her. I'm sorry. And let's move on.
But okay,
you're
Rick.
Hiding behind mom. You keep making excuses. I didn't do this.
Yes, right,
you did. You went and said it to her. You know you did. Just like there was phone calls in the middle of the night, someone calling her muffled and telling her, oh, you should go to Rick's. You should go to Rick's. Yeah, tell me that wasn't you. I don't believe a thing you're saying. You've never once come to me and said, I'm sorry. This is what I did, and I'm sorry.
Okay, Rick, that was great, and you were talking to air because your brother hung up. Jackie, can we try to get Daniel back up, please?
See, this is what I mean. He doesn't face anything. He sent me a text several months ago. I said, hey, I'm sorry for whatever I did to make you mad.
Really? Which isn't really...
He's been talking about this. He's been talking about this for years. Yeah. This is what I mean.
All right, so there's a lot of legs to this. We didn't know about the rent and all that, but you still contend that you shared some information.
What also you don't know is that for years, I covered up my brother's infidelity with his wife. For years, he came to my house to shower before he would go home. His letters and presents would come to my house. And so I never once went and said anything to his wife. And then the time that I'm living with him, he gets frustrated and runs. The first thing he does is run to my ex and tell, hey, this is what he's doing. I live 10 feet away from you. You could have walked to me and said, hey, I'm having a problem with whoever you're bringing home or your ex-wife calling.
I can see that Jackie is begging Daniel to come back on, and Daniel, I hope you do. But Rick, I want to go back to one thing that's a little confusing. You said you and your wife were separated and that your wife was out seeing people and having fun, and therefore you were doing that. So why was it a big deal when your brother told your wife all the stuff that you were doing? What did it matter? She was doing the same, according to you.
Well, what matters to me is that my brother betrayed my trust by taking personal information that I had given to him, and him only. That's why I know he said this, because he was the only one that knew about any of this.
All right.
He took personal information that I had given to him and him only and betrayed me. And after all the years that I covered for him, for all his infidelity, for everything he did, and at the time, my wife yelled at me and said, no, we can't have this happening. I'm going to say something. I went to bat and said, no. I will not betray my brother like that.
Mikey, bring up Jackie's studio. I'm going to see how far she's getting with Daniel, if he'll do it. We'll offer him concert tickets. Just put her studio up.
She's up. Jackie.
Jackie?
Yes, I am.
Tell him. I'll give him concert tickets if he'll come back on.
Okay. I can do that. Yeah, I can do that. I just feel like you need to get that off your chest and get that out in the air, too, because that would only be fair to you. So hold on a second, okay?
All right. So engage Daniel.
Okay, guys, so
we're
going to engage Daniel. He has something to say.
Okay. Daniel, thank you for coming back. We've got Rick on hold for right now. So you've got something you need to say.
Well, you know, this whole thing, like I tried to say when he was talking, I apologize for this, and you know, he may not like the fact that I texted him, but he won't answer my phone calls. I really felt like I didn't have any other way to tell him I was sorry, but through a text. I have his reply about how happy he was. I sent this text message, this apology, just for my mom because you know this whole thing is breaking my mom's heart. You know, he sent me a text message, he sent me an email in the beginning, and then he sent me a letter in the regular mail because I didn't reply to the email, but you know, his email. It was like a rambling madman sort of email because he was talking about things that happened over 20 years ago, things that happened in high school that he was pissed off about and he wanted me to apologize.
All right, Danny, let me just stop you for a second. I want to go to the point that Rick initially reached out. I'm going to ask you a question, and I want a yes or no answer.
Sure.
Did you sit down with Rick's wife and tell her that he was seeing women?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I can, you know, my ex-wife and I were talking about this yesterday, and you know, and if I have to, I could give you my ex-wife's phone number, and even though she is my ex-wife, she'll validate what I'm saying because I was there, or maybe she would. Okay, so when Sandy was calling, one night she was calling and she was crying because she knew Rick was screwing around. And like I said,
you know, if you know, Rick is telling you guys that that him and his wife had this understanding. Well, you know, apparently she didn't have that understanding, because she was calling almost nightly, crying sometimes, because she knew that Rick was messing around.
Okay.
And she would call me, and so one night I finally got tired of it, and I said, you know what, Sandy, with my wife at the time standing next to me, I said, you know what, Sandy, you know, we need to sit down. Maybe we can have some drinks or dinner, and I'll tell you what's going on, because I had young kids at the time. I was getting frustrated with her calling at all hours of the night when
and
I had
did
young
you
kids.
Ever, did you ever sit down and have that conversation with her?
No, I didn't.
You didn't. Okay.
It never happened, because then what it blew up into was that it blew up into this situation now, where he says that I was trying to come on to her, and that I was trying to get with her, which is totally untrue. Totally untrue.
Okay.
And you could call Sandy and she'll validate that too. Not only will my ex-wife validate that, but Sandy has talked to my mom, because my mom got involved in all of this stuff.
Okay. Daniel, I'm going to bring Rick back up. Don't hang up, okay, Daniel? Daniel?
I can't make any guarantees.
All right, please don't hang up. Because I'm going to send you to a concert. Jackie, engage 5 and 6, please.
You know what, Mark?
Rick,
you know what? I don't want to go to a concert. If I am eligible for tickets, I'd like to find a way to donate them to the Juvenile Diabetes Fund.
That's very nice, and we will certainly do that. So, Rick, I'm assuming you were listening to Daniel there.
Yeah.
Okay.
His text he sent me was, I'm sorry for whatever it was that I did to make you mad.
Okay.
In other words, I have no idea what I did, but I'll apologize.
All right, let's stop.
I'm sorry. Admit that you called my wife, because he never did sit down with her. My ex-wife said he called her, told her things, and said, hey, we need to sit down and talk. And if you want to get her on the phone, she still says that she was not calling there at night.
You know, this thing, it's so screwed up, because Rick is accusing Daniel of something that Daniel says never happened. Mm-hmm. Rick, you're very upset about
first he says it never happened. Then he'll tell my mom, oh, I did it, but I didn't mean, you know, I wasn't doing anything mean. The last excuse I've heard was, and this is from my mom, because she never tells me, was, yes, he did it, but his ex-wife made him do it. Because, you know, because that's just how it is. Nothing is ever his fault. It's always somebody else made him do it. Somebody else, it's always someone else's fault. It's never his fault that anything ever happens.
Daniel?
In Rick's world, you know, that's what happened. You know, we're all, you know, this is Rick's world. We all just live in it. You know, even if you don't think so, but you know, no. What the thing that never happened is that you know, we never. I never went out. I never got together with with Sandy to tell her what happened. Did I tell Sandy that I wanted to tell her what was going on? Yeah, I did. I did. And did my ex-wife, you know, push me into that? Well, yeah, you know, a little bit, because, like I said, it was frustrating receiving calls in the middle of the night. It was frustrating, you know, looking out the window and there's Sandy in her car waiting for Rick to pull up, because she wants to see who's pulling up. So I guess the issue is, you know, because in the beginning the issue was he was pissed off because he thought I was trying to get with his wife. So
all right, listen, I'm getting behind, and I don't know that there's any way to resolve this, because there's so much he said, she said.
There is a way to resolve this, because I feel like I have the correct people to validate what I'm saying.
Mark, can I say something really quickly?
More than he could, you know, get those same people to validate what he's saying.
Sure.
I could guarantee you that Sandy would not tell you. Sandy wouldn't tell you that, they have.
She's the one who told me all that.
Right, but I think, you know what, you guys, real quick, I think it's deeper than this. I mean, I have siblings, and I know how badly you can feel hurt by them, and how badly.
Because in the original email that he sent me, he was going on about things that happened back when we were in high school.
Yeah, and sometimes people hold on to hurt for a long time. Can I just say one thing?
Sure, go ahead.
Thank you, I appreciate it. This is just my opinion, take it or leave it, welcome to it. But hearing both of you and hearing how so much, there's so much hurt in both of your voices, if I were Rick, I would say, you know what? I appreciate you taking me in during a really difficult time of my life. And I understand how my presence at your house made it difficult for you to live your life, and how at some point you felt like your hands were tied because you couldn't take my problems and your life and your family. It was exploding, and I understand. And to Daniel, I would say, I understand how you felt betrayed. I'm your brother. I wanted to be there for you, but I took it as far as I could take it, and if I betrayed you, I'm sorry. And if those are things that you can sit on maybe for a few days and think about, you both have a lot of love in your heart. You both feel hurt. And you only
your
get
brothers.
Yeah, you only get one brother, as my mom always said. And
you, know, you only have one life.
Like, the one thing that, you know, there's lots of things that my brother forgets. I mean, you know, and it's funny because before this whole issue broke, you know, or came up yesterday, When Danny called me, it's funny because I was talking with my girlfriend and I told her, I said, you know, sometimes I feel like my brother forgets how we had some good times, how, you know, one time we went out and we got stoned out of our minds and we went to Del Taco and ordered a dozen tacos and ate like half of them only to find out that there was no meat in them, you know?
Okay.
We had to take them back and we're like, you know, what the f-? I mean, excuse me.
What the heck?
You know, there's no meat. Another time we were stoned. You know, we had smoked a little bit, and we went to Home Depot, and he grabbed one of those dryer vents, and he put it on his arm, and he was swinging it around. It was like, "Danger, Will Robinson! Danger, Will Robinson!" and then he started skipping around Home Depot, saying, "Oh, I wish I had a heart. I wish I had a heart." You know, and. You know, and I was telling my girlfriend how, you know, yeah, we're mad at each other, but I miss those times, and I don't think he remembers those.
Okay, can I say one parting thing that has to be said because I am so important and I feel like a psychologist? 100.3 The Sound is KSWD FM and HD1 Los Angeles and Orange County, Southern California's classic rock. I'm sorry, you were saying?
Daniel, Rick, listen, I've got to move on. I'm late, so late now. I don't know that we resolve. What I am going to do later is open the phones to listeners and see what it is they think they've heard. So both of you, listen to that. We may revisit you momentarily. And boys, thank you so much for coming on. Wow. I feel like Maury Povich. Good work, Gina.
Thank you.
We welcome in Todd. I'm sorry we're so late. We welcome in Todd with sports. Good morning, Mr. Donahoe.
Great morning to you. And I'll go quickly, okay? Because I know you're way behind, all right? So anyway, it's kind of like that old Simpsons line. You know, Homer said, alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems. You know, marijuana, they call it. Right. Anyway, here we go. Hey, this date in sports. I'm going to start with a couple of this date in sports histories. April 21st, 1980, 35 years ago today, Rosie Ruiz won the Boston Marathon only. She didn't run the whole 26.2 miles. She entered the race right toward the end, crossed the finish line, and, of course, she was later disqualified.
And, Todd, let me interrupt you because earlier we heard breaking news that Warren Sapp had been arrested.
I have not seen that. I don't know. I haven't seen it. I'm watching all the programs this morning.
All right, you continue. I'll try to find it.
I'll check
it.
Okay, great. And the other this date in sports, it's a funny one. Billy Martin, manager of the Yankees, decides he's going to pull his lineup out of the hat. Just put the names of his players in the hat, pulled it out saying, you're batting this order, and his team beats the Blue Jays 8-6. So
yeah, but Billy Martin was garbage. I hated all those antics coming out and kicking dirt. He did it for attention. I thought he was a hack at best.
Well, it also shows you just how important the lineup really is. You know, you try to say, well, I want to get this guy in this position and this guy in that position and this guy in that position. He pulled that out of the hat. They still won the game. hey, the big story for Southern California, the Ducks are up 3-0 in their series against the Winnipeg Jets. They won 5-4 in overtime last night. This is the first time the last three games the Ducks have been behind in the third period and have gone on to win those games. That's the first time in NHL history a team has won three straight playoff games when they trailed in the third period. I find that absolutely fascinating. So the Ducks, nice. Will, yeah, they'll try to wrap it up at Winnipeg tomorrow. The Angels lost to Oakland 6-3. The Dodgers are at San Francisco. Right? Dodgers, the defending champs, they're 4-10 this year. They're struggling. Meanwhile, there's a new world record as well on using the F-bomb. Reds manager Brian Price. So you've heard this, right?
I have not.
He had a pregame news media session with about 10 members from the media, and he went on a 5.5-minute rant, and they had to count. They went back and counted. He used the F-bomb 77 times in his 5.5-minute rant.
Is it a Tarantino movie?
Right. And then they said, and then 10 other vulgar variants as well. And then his team went on to beat Milwaukee 6-1, too. So I guess they responded. Remember I told you we're going to follow Chris Bryant, the Cubs third baseman who was just called up, the rookie.
Right.
Of course, he struck out his first three times in his first major league game on Friday. But he's now played four games, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. In those four games, he is 6-14 with a .429 batting average,
wow.
Two doubles, two runs batted in. Still hasn't gotten his first home run, but I'm sure he will. I like this one. NFL news, Oregon's coach, Mark Helfrich, the University of Oregon's coach, Mark Helfrich. Of course, he used to work for Chip Kelly, who is now the Eagles coach, and of course, Kelly's making all these moves. He said, quote, Chip Kelly is not insane. He has a plan. So we trust he does.
I'm intrigued by this Tebow. If you said it yesterday, if they keep him on the roster as QB number three, and they have a package, a Tebow package, where he'll go in on 3rd-and-3 with a little trickeration, he'll pick it up. That may be his thinking.
Well, and that was what Chip Kelly would do. I mean, as you said yesterday, he's not going to make the team. Well, logic would tell you he's not going to make the team. But Chip Kelly is not logical. He's a different coach. Nobody's like him, and he's the type of guy who'll just find something for Tebow to do if Tebow indeed comes in and shows his stuff. Two NFL notes. One, Eli Manning says he's comfortable with playing this season, the last season in his of his contract, and becoming a free agent afterward, or, you know, re-signing with the New York Giants. He says, I don't need a multi-year contract to be working under. I'll just play this year. They're doing the similar thing the Chargers are with Philip Rivers. And then the big news is the NFL schedule comes out tonight. So tomorrow, we can look at some of the, you know, what the Monday night games are going to be, the opening games, and look at some of the big games that will be coming up this coming NFL season.
Todd, who makes this job possible for you?
It's Danny and Rick. Daniel and Rick. You just heard them on the air, and I'll tell you when I heard all that. You know what I thought too is they're really causing their mother a lot of pain, because you know
how they
parents,
said that, and they are.
Yeah, you know how parents anguish over that stuff. So
yep.
Anyway, no, it's Joe Queso and Bob Corson, and they get along. Let me tell you something. They get along, and you'll get along as well too. Go to Frontier Toyota now, or go to frontiertoyota.com and start your automobile shopping online.
When we come back, it is Dancing with the Stars update. Skeeter and Todd will knock that out for you. Todd, remain where you are. Business and back. It is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Clapton, Eric, Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. We've got comments. Didn't even ask for them. And we've got comments for the brothers. We'll get to that momentarily. But now... Last night was Dancing with the Stars, and it's starting to get interesting because there are, in my mind, three that are really good. Joining us is my wife, Skeeter, Todd Donahoe, and I think Jackie's going to have to weigh in. So, Linda, who went home last night?
Last night, Patty did. Patty LaBelle. It was her time to go, so that was a good thing.
it really was.
She should have gone.
Yes, she should have gone.
But is the Shark Tank guy still there?
He's still there, yeah. But he or Chris the Bachelor need to go next week.
Todd, your thoughts on who went home and who should go home?
You know, exactly. And I love the terminology Linda uses, because that's what the terminology Paul and I use. It was time to go. You know,
yeah.
And so Patty left. And then I agree. You know, Robert, the Shark Tank guy, he's too mechanical in his dancing. And then Prince Farming, the Bachelor, same way, a little out of
Prince
step.
Farming.
You know? Well, that's one of his nicknames, Prince
but
Farming.
But they kept praising him. And, oh,
yeah,
you're getting
better.
So much better. And I'm like, really? I don't see that at all.
Well, right. Julianne gave him that tip of, you know, staying in time, you know, clapping time and step in time type thing, too. So.
All right. So yeah. I want to go bring something up that I read. I didn't see any of it last night, but I read this. Apparently, the dance that Rumor Willis did was too risque.
Well, the outfit, my goodness. She looked like a dominatrix. Is that what you would say, Linda? I mean,
yeah,
that outfit?
Yeah, I mean, she was way hoochie mama, that's for sure.
Was it a good dance?
Yeah,
she did bootylicious. I mean,
yeah. It worked for me, and I didn't have a problem with any of it.
What numbers did they give her?
Oh, she got good numbers, I think, right?
Yeah, she did. Because she was, I think she's in third place.
All right.
Yeah.
Who is the rock and roll guy?
Riker, he was number one last night, and he was my favorite.
I'm going to make a prediction. Jackie, you're still watching this thing, right?
I am.
But you hate it.
Yeah.
But you watch it.
It's a guilty pleasure.
Here's what I think. I think that Rumor or the Olympic girl are going to go down. One of them is going to go down, and it's going to come down to either Rumor or the Olympic girl. And Riker.
Well, the little 14-year-old Willow's pretty damn good.
She is.
Don't four couples make the finals now? I think that's the way it works. So,
yes.
So I think, yeah, the four couples on the finals will be Rumor and Willow and Nastia and Riker. I believe that of the four, the best natural dancer is Riker.
Yeah.
Just natural.
Todd, how were the outfits last night?
Well, again, like the very risque, the Rumors, and you know, like you pointed out, her derriere a few weeks ago, it's outstanding, and it showed last night. I mean,
well, that's why they had her do Bootylicious,
right? Yeah, I mean, it was very, you know, it was there.
And I don't mean to be hateful, but I mean, I hope Rumor makes it so we can zoom in on Zemi's face. I'm sorry, you guys, but it is so distracting. She's hiding behind like thick black glasses, and she doesn't look like Demi anymore. I mean, she looks so fake.
I know, bless her heart.
Look, she apparently has, I didn't see it. I didn't see the picture you're talking about with Demi Moore, but she apparently is terrified of growing older. And a lot of people are. I'm not. I'm just old, and I look it. But she, you're saying she had work, Jackie?
Yeah.
It's very obvious. It's not a picture. It's just every time they zoom in on her.
Todd, your thoughts on that?
I don't mind growing old at all, to be honest with you. Oh, that! Jeez, okay, no. In fact, let me tell you, Mark, you know, I'm going to be at your house on June 1st, okay?
Okay, you're going to write that down.
Yeah, June 1st. I'm going to be there. Oh, you're not there?
What?
We're in California.
Oh, crap, Todd!
Oh, darn it all, you see? I was going to be at your house, and I'll show you what I look like these days, okay?
Todd,
so you know I'm not feeling bad about getting old.
I have been asking Mark for 2 weeks now. Ask Todd when he's coming, because we need to get ready.
Yeah.
And I am so sorry.
God, that's okay.
That pisses me off. I was looking forward to seeing you.
Well, we'll probably come back too around the 1st of August, because that's when we're supposed to have grandbaby number 3 coming along. So.
Oh, great! Okay, so we can see you then. How exciting!
Rub it in, Todd. We don't have one.
Listen though, before we go, this brother thing. Mm-hmm. I just want to say that I think both of these men are pieces of work.
Well, we're going to find. We've got Jackie says there are 3 pretty good comments that are on the phone, so we're going to come back with that before we leave. Skeeter, who goes home next week?
Well, I'm hoping it's going to be Shark Tank Man.
Todd?
Robert?
I think it's Prince Farming.
Jackie?
I'm hoping it's Shark Tank Guy. He is not good.
Yeah, I was awful.
But I like his partner. She's
he
cute.
Looks like he looks like Pat Boone, doesn't he? Shark Tank Guy?
His dancing, I don't dance, and I dance better than him. At least I can snap my fingers and tap my feet at the same time.
Are any of the couples dating yet?
Yes, Shark Tank Guy and his partner, Kim, are.
Yeah. Oh!
See, it's only a matter of time before that happens.
And you got to know that dancer booty's pretty good.
You know it.
We will conduct business. When we come back, we find out what Louie, Ralph, and Les think about the brothers. Plus, momentarily, we're going to be giggling. Comedian Joe Coy is in the room.
Bye, Todd.
See ya.
Stay where you are. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Welcome back in. Joe Coy's in the room, and we're going to get to Joe. But a little earlier this morning, we had two brothers that are just so overly pissed, and Gina said it right. I mean, we sat there for 15, 20 minutes listening, and initially it was just one thing. By the time they were finished, there were 20 issues that were on the table between these two guys. So we're opening up the phones, 888-696-1003. We speak with Louie. He is called from Granada Hills. Good morning, Louie.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. Really good. So you listened to the whole drama. What did you take from it?
You know, I almost started crying because I had the same similar situation. My dad passed away back in 2002, and me and my sister, I'm 42, she's 3 years older than me. We didn't talk for probably a good 7-8 years because of just, you know, stupid stuff, actually, now that I think about it. I come to find out she's been dealing with ALS for probably about 5 years now. And I didn't talk to her in the beginning because we were at, you know, bitter end. But in all actuality, I see how it hurt my mom, you know, us not talking. Because basically, it's just me, my mom, and my sister left. And we are talking now. You know, I mean, obviously, I let all that other stuff go. But it's so petty what these guys are arguing about. I mean, he's not even married to the girl anymore, and yet he's still holding this grudge. It's like,
yeah, I did gather that Rick has not let anything go.
Yeah, no. I mean, look, me and my sister, oh, my gosh. The show's not long enough. We would need a whole marathon show of the issues that we had growing up, you know, but your family. What it all boils down to is when all else is said and done, you're the only two you have left. Because my dad, quick story, he lost his father when he was young. My grandpa was 53. His mom died. His brother died at age 44. So he had no family left other than us. You know, I mean, yeah, there's aunts, uncles, blah, blah, blah. But I'm talking about immediate family. And I'm kind of like almost in that same situation where my dad died when he was 56. My mom's in pretty good health, but, you know, God knows how long she's got left. And my sister has ALS, in the last stages of ALS. So, well, like, I'm thinking to myself, like, who do I have left? I'm married, I have great kids and all that, but you don't have that bond. You know,
well,
Gina
said it correctly in that these are brothers. You've got one life. Yeah. You guys need to sit down and be more thankful. We go to Les. He's calling from Yorba Linda. Good morning, Les.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call.
So what did you pull from this?
Huh?
What did you pull from the two brothers?
Okay. The biggest thing that needs to be taken care of in what I heard was what you have to have in any relationship, whether it's marriage, whether it's siblings, whether it's even friendship, and that is trust. If you can get past, you don't have to get past the trust. You have to build the trust back again between each other by admitting to each other what you have done wrong, what you have said and or what you have done. Be real about it. Put it out there. Don't worry about the fact that you've done something that was wrong. You've done it wrong. Admit to it and say, I'm sorry. Not to say, I'm sorry if I've done anything wrong because, I'm not sure what I've done wrong, but I'm sorry about it. That is like a bomb. Forget that. Admit to what you really did and or what you said, and then it's up to the other brother to forgive. And if they do, great. If they don't, you've done your part.
Yeah, you know, there was so much he said, she said. I mean, Rick would say he did this, and then the brother would deny it. That never happened. And it was just back and forth. And we talked for 20 minutes and got absolutely nowhere. Les, thank you.
That's because they did. And I have to admit, I didn't hear the whole thing, but towards the end, I heard the fact that it sounded more so like one of the brothers didn't want to admit that he was ratting out the other one. And just admit it and say, look, here's what, be human. You know, say, I did this and I shouldn't have. And if you at least admit to what you know you did wrong, because you can try and fool the other person, but you can't fool yourself. So admit to it what you know you've done wrong, and it can only work, you know, if the other brother's willing to forgive.
Well, and that's all, I think that's all that he was looking for, was just an admission and an apology so he can move on. And if he doesn't get it, then I don't know if he's going to be able to move on.
All right, let's, before we take a break, let's get a chicken on this. By the way, Les's comments were shockingly intelligent, which we're not used to here on the sound. Let's go to Lillian. Lillian, what did you take from the whole thing?
Well, hello, Mark. I love you. I'm glad you're so back in my life again. But my husband passed away. My husband was 18 years, 4 weeks ago. A seizure, just like that. I mean, just out of the blue. My dad passed away in January. My favorite cousin passed away a week ago. Jesus. These brothers need to get over everything. Just forgive each other. Love each other. You don't know when things are going to end. And damn it, you know, they just need to do it, because people can leave so quickly and your life is just so short. Enjoy.
Well, you know, I'll recap a moment we had earlier this morning, in that, you know, Gina had been bitching about something that was going on, and I've had my thing and that's going on. And then we take a phone call from a guy. He calls up and he tells us a joke. He did great. And then I tried to give him concert tickets, and he said, well, I can't really go to the show. I'm homeless right now. I don't have a job, and so forth. But it wasn't downbeat. He wasn't. And in that moment, as we're listening to that, all of our little petty crap just kind of went away. And the fact of the matter is, what Lillian just said, I thought was smart, because the day is going to come when you're kind of at the end, or maybe the brother dies or one of the brothers dies, and you realize, what? I mean, it was just nothing. It was crap. And we didn't have each other. We didn't speak. We didn't. And it is at the end. I tell my kids every single day. Well, not every day, every other day. I say, look, in the end of it, when you're really in need, family will be there for you. I don't know about friends, but family will be there. They've got your back. And as a result, we all are pretty strong. You know, Amy and Katie can't stand each other, but at least they speak each and every day. So
they'll come
it's
around.
Good advice. Gina, any thoughts to add to that before we take a break?
No, I think you said it beautifully. I think that the ego is a very, very strong device, and it is very hard to see past as humans. And if you can do it, I think their lives are going to change. They'll bring them back to each other, and I wish them the best.
Enough for family drama. Joe Coy is in the room. Joe, we're going to speak with you when we come back. Very funny man, and we're going to find out where it is that you can see him. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders. I've never met her, but I heard she's a little bitchy. Pretenders.
Mark, that is like a classic rumor starter right there. That's something you do when you're 14 years old. Hey, I never met her, but I heard she's a bitch. She went into Starbucks, and she was like, Frappuccino, and they gave her like an iced mocha, and she threw it. She threw it at this girl, and I know this girl, and she doesn't lie.
Well, I didn't see it, but
no,
I heard.
No, you did see it, because you told me yesterday that she threw it, and that's it. I'm done. I deleted all her songs off my iPod. I swear to God. You don't throw your iced mocha at anybody. I don't care how rich you are. That's wrong.
Mark, Joe, Mark.
Yeah.
I heard Mark from the Mark Show. He's a jerk. My dad was driving to work, and Mark just cut him off in an Escalade. Like he was driving around in a Porsche.
Like he's a jerk.
Well,
but Mark lives in Indianapolis. Yeah, that's where my dad was. My dad was there, and my dad doesn't lie. He's never lied, ever.
This guy's name is Joe Coy. Very, very. In fact, let's just get to know you, Joe. You're going to go live on an island for the rest of your life. You can take one candy bar. What is it?
You know what? I'm going to say Reese's, but the Reese's, the cookie.
Oh, the sticks.
The wafer stick.
Oh, they're delicious.
Oh, my gosh. Brilliantly made.
Yeah.
One album.
One album. Oh, man, that's a tough one. Gosh, why'd you say this one? Can I have two, please?
Mm.
No, all right, one. I'll take Lauryn Hill, Miss Education.
Oh.
Wow. Okay, yeah. One movie.
Tommy Boy.
Nice.
Yeah. Because I like dramas.
It doesn't hurt so much here, but here it's really painful.
Not so much here, but right here.
If I wanted a kiss, I'd call your mom.
So you're going to take, for conversation's sake,
yes,
one person, dead or alive, and it can't be a spouse.
Dead or alive. Oh, man. Michael Jordan.
Interesting. And for sex,
yeah,
and it can't, dead or alive, and it can't be a spouse.
But it can be Michael Jordan.
Can't
do that.
Old school Wonder Woman.
Oh, Linda Carter.
Yeah, you know what? I'm down.
You know what I'm talking about.
Dude, look, I never watched...
We're the first time they ever showcased cleavage. I can't even say it.
That's Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Right? Like back
in
that day?
I think you might be right. Yeah.
During that time?
Yeah.
Look.
That was so... You couldn't wait for her to turn into a superhero.
I did not watch it. My wife did. I stumbled across a scene one day. It was
You're
the worst acting I've... I didn't.
Mark,
I
you
really
are a
didn't.
Liar. I just met you, and my dad said you were a liar, and you're lying right now. And I knew my dad wasn't lying about you. You used to watch Wonder Woman, not your wife.
You'd sit there with Michael Jordan and your wafer Twix, and you'd watch Wonder Woman.
And you watched Wonder Woman.
Richard... Is this your coat?
Don't do it.
Fat guy in a little coat. Fat guy in a little coat.
Don't.
Fat guy in a little coat. Fat guy in a little coat.
Take it off, I'm serious.
Whoa, can't do that. Delay that.
I knew
one.
That was coming. My hand was already
up. I didn't.
Up.
Yeah. All right, so
they got me have a dump button.
So now, May 1st,
yes, sir.
Joe is going to be at Treasure Island in Vegas. This is a big show for Joe.
Yeah.
And is it right before the big fight?
Yeah, it's the day before. It's the day before Filipino Jesus comes to Las Vegas. This guy is the Filipino Messiah.
He is beloved. Right,
now, he's more than beloved.
All right, Joe, we're going to do something, and Gina, Andy is not in today, and normally he joins us, but Gina and I, we like to have fun with puns.
Oh, nice.
Really bad, because I've got
Joe
a story.
Be good at this.
I got a story that was written by somebody else, and they always try to stick in puns that fit the theme of the story.
Okay.
And so there's two in this story. So when we hit them, Gina and I are going to go into our fake laugh.
We commit.
And Joe, I want you to join us. Yes. And keep in mind, we stop at the exact. I mean, once we stop, it's like a period at the end. So be ready for the cutoff, just to stop laughing.
Okay,
are you ready?
Who throws the pun in?
Mark will.
You'll hear it. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to read the story, and there's two. So get ready. Here we go. We call it pun fun.
Nice.
Deputies on a surveillance patrol observed a nervous-looking Christopher approach a woman on a sidewalk, then follow her to a parking lot where he appeared to exchange cash for a suspicious-looking baggie. They waited till he got back into his vehicle. They pulled him over, discovering several vials of crack as well as drug paraphernalia in his car, all of which he said was actually for his wife. Officers at the scene advised him to pipe down. Let's see. Then they booked him. Somehow, we think that law enforcement career just went up in smoke. Oh.
I told you Joe would be good at it.
Perfect.
Well done. Now, Joe.
Can I say something?
Yes.
When you said it's called pun fun, mm-hmm. my mom's Filipino, and that's just fun for her, or pun pun. That is the biggest tongue twister for her to say.
Is it really?
Oh, she would go, her head would explode. If you said, so, just say this, just say pun fun. She'd go, pan pan. I can't say it. Pan pan. This is a pan pan, and there's nothing but pans. Hey! Now, I don't know which pan is panny, but they're all pan to say.
Now, you are obviously very, very funny. How long have you been doing stand-up?
Would you believe this is my 26th year?
Whoa.
1989.
You're
my
12.
First time on stage. I know. Asians look young forever.
Wow.
But around 70, I'll look like a gremlin. It just hits me.
Now, one of my best buddies is Kevin Pollak, who is a fine stand-up.
I love him.
He talks about how hard it is, especially when you start trying to find new material. Because every comedian, if you're a headliner, then you've usually got an hour 10 of your set that kills. And he said, I asked him once, how long did it take to work that out? He goes, well, years. Years to find material that always never fails.
I'm not trying to brag, Mark, but... I really go at it. I mean, if I go into the market twice, and I'm pretty sure I'll have a new hour by the time I get to that market. When I hit any city, I make sure I'll do at least 10 minutes up front just improvising on the city or off of the crowd.
Oh, cool.
And then, of course, my routine, I always want to change it. I'm not going to go there, and it's kind of like a catch 22 when I walk out there, I'll have fans yelling out bits for my specials.
Sure.
And I know I can't do them because if I do, the catch 22 is, oh, he just did his special.
Right.
And if I don't do it, then they go, he didn't do anything from the special.
He didn't play the hits.
Yeah. So it's kind of like it catch 22, but they end up loving you when you do something like that. So it's always been a challenge for me.
And one of the other things that I've always found uniquely interesting, because it's all based on the audience that you've got, you can have a set that on Monday night, it kills.
Yeah.
And on Tuesday night, you don't even get a smile.
Yeah, it depends on I've been kind of blessed, too, because I got the fan base to where they want to hear about my mom. Mm. See, like, you know what I mean? They want to hear about my son. And so it's there. They're ready for it. But back in the day, Mark, when I first started, you had to win over those crowds. The crowds that didn't know who you were.
Right.
You know what I mean? They came in and they're like, oh, this is a potluck night of comics. And it's like everyone's got to sell their story. And that was tough trying to win those audiences. Because you'll get a crowd that just doesn't want to hear it. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, get the puppet. Let the puppet talk. I don't want to hear humans talk. I want a pink gorilla to bounce on a stool and make me laugh. Mark from the Mark Show cut me off. It is Escalade, and I've been pissed off all morning. I want a monkey to make me laugh.
It's just like that.
Well, look, Joe, we didn't have a lot of time today. I'm very, very funny. I want you to promise that you'll come back and sit longer with us.
Yes, sir.
And enjoy. And we're going to give you the artist line. If you ever have something that you need us to share with the audience, maybe it's an emergency gig or a charity thing you're doing, you call that artist line. You'll talk to Jackie. We'll get you right on with us.
I love you, man.
This show, if you're going to be in Vegas, maybe you'll go to Vegas just to see the show.
Yes.
But it's a big gig for him. Treasure Island, it is May the 1st, Joe Coy. Joe, thank you so much.
I love you, man. Thank you. Mark,
yes.
Can you do one favor for me? The topic about the two brothers fighting?
Yes.
I just want you to know, and I'm just going to say it real quick. I hate ending on a bad note, but
no.
It's such a close topic to me because my mom has literally not talked to anybody in the family.
Wow.
So my sister, she hasn't talked to them in 30 years, but she finally ended up talking to both of them now after I help orchestrate that. And now my mom's not talking to me.
So
she's not talking to me. And then, her best friend passed and she never got to talk to her because they fought about 6 years ago and they never talked. And now she's not talking to the sisters. And it's just life's too short for that. You know what I mean? Just live life and laugh. And that's all it's about. Once you die, it's over.
Yeah, that seems to be the theme of what we all have kind of come to the conclusion of, in that, you know, there, I've said it before and I'll repeat it. There are two dates in your life. There's the date you're born and there's the date you're going to die. And the stuff that you put in between is completely up to you. Life is too short, like Joe just said, to not speak to people that you love over something so ridiculous. I always enjoyed the Hatfields and the McCoys. They fought their entire lives. And somebody said, what are you guys fighting about? And they didn't remember. It really is the universal thing.
Yeah. That's so good. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Hey, what are you guys fighting about? Man, I wish I knew. I wish I knew I'd start the fight over again. I swear to God, I hate him. I hate him. I love you, Mark.
Love you too, Joe, and we'll see you next time. Guarantee me you're coming in.
Can I plug my Instagram?
You can plug anything you want.
J-O-K-O-Y. Follow me on Instagram. And there's pictures of me and Gina on there.
Yep, and he's an awesome guy. You'll love it.
Thank you.
And while we're plugging tonight, Katie Chick on the
Katie Chick on the Street is going to be at the Water Diviner. And
first come, first serve. If you'd like to go see a free movie, it's right there. It's AMC Theaters in Century City 15 on Santa Monica Boulevard. Much more in Mark in the Morning to be heard. It is right after this. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. It is just about time to turn the reins over to Uncle Joe. We got 10 at 10. What's up?
We definitely got 10 at 10. You know, I grew up in a construction family. I grew up around concrete, Mark. I want you to know that. I know
concrete stories.
I know sand. And you know, a lot of people have brains like concrete all mixed up and permanently set. But 10 at 10 today, we're featuring cities. I think I can make it through the cities. I think I can make it through 10 of them at least. And it's supported by Ventura County West. Discover beaches, food, and fun. You've been missing. You wouldn't believe the size of aggregate when you're pouring it.
Joe's referred to the concrete fund we had this morning. Tomorrow is Earth Day, and so we did some finagling. We're going to be speaking with Al Gore tomorrow on the program. Also, this is the not miss. Wake the kids, call the neighbors. Tomorrow, Christian Hand is back. He is going to dissect, from what I'm understanding, Stevie Wonder.
Oh, that, nice.
It's going to be killer. That is at 7:50. Christian Hand back tomorrow on Mark in the Morning.
Oh, sure, podcasting is great, but have you heard about this new invention that puts Mark in the Morning directly in your car each weekday morning? Yeah, it's called FM radio. And you'll find Mark in the Morning there on 100.3 FM in Southern California. Thanks for listening.